The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Mem. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Victor Gindi, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, for continued Hatzlacha in all his endeavors, continued success, Bri'ut, health, happiness, and all good things. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Rifuah Shelema Yosef Ben Sarah, Rahamim Ben Adel, Vegam Sarah Bat Rachel, El Narefan Elahem, for the nefesh and for the guf. For Adam Kerebal Abo V'chen Yerasom and Omar. Amen. Begin today's daf on Lamed Tet Amud Sheni, two lines from the bottom. Ones Shote Ba'asiso. We learned in the Mishnah that if a person is me'anes a lady, so the law is Velo Tehiye Lo Le'isha, which means he must marry the lady that he is madness. So the Mishnah said that he drinks from his cup, which means no matter who the lady is, he is forced to marry her. So the Mishnah says that that's a specific law by the Din of Ones, which means, let's say she's a Hagedet, for example, she's plain. You can't say, well, I'm not interested. It's too late. You drink from your cup. This is the lady that you were madness, and therefore you have no choice. You have to marry her. So this law specifically applies to Ones and not Mefateh. Mefateh is a case of seduction. So the Gemara asks, Amar le Rabba Mefazika le Rav Asher. Mechdi, let us analyze Migmar Gemiri Ma'adadi. Which means we have a famous Gezerah Shavah linking the two subjects of Ones and Mefateh together. By Ones, it says the price is Hamishim. He has to pay 50. So we say just like Ones pays 50, so the Mefateh also has to pay 50. And by Mefateh it says, Kesef Yishkol. So we learned that the type of money that's used is Shekalim. So just like the Mefateh it's Shekalim, so to by Ones it's Shekalim. So since we have a standing Gezerah Shavah between the two subjects, the Gemara is asking we should also apply the Gezerah Shavah and extend it to the law of Shot Ma'afiso. Which means we should say that what? That just like an Ones, he has to marry the girl no matter who she is, no matter what she is. So too we should say by the Mefateh that he has to marry the girl no matter what the case. The Gemara says, Lehamilta namelgmiru mehadade. Why don't you learn this subject from each other as well? That she says, Shiye Mefateh noseh al korho. That we should mandate that the Mefateh also has to get married, even against his will. Amar kera, so the Gemara says, Ma'od yemherena lo le'isha, lo b'da'ato. The Gemara says clearly, by a mefateh, the pasuk writes, that he will take her as a wife, but it says, lo, for him. So the Gemara says from this word, lo b'da'ato, that it's only optional, which means only if he wants to take her. So there's a big difference between the Ones and the Mefateh. The Ones has to take her. However, when it comes to the Mefateh, it is optional. So therefore, the law of Shoteh Ba'asiso does not apply. It comes to Gemara and says, Kesa Shoteh Ba'asiso. So we said, for example, let's say he marries, he takes her, and she's a Hegeret. Doesn't matter. He has to stay married. However, the Mishnah said, let's say she's a Pesul. For example, she's an Erva, which is asut to marry, or let's say she is a mamzeret, or something like that. So also, there's no deen that the Ones marries. On the contrary, there's a lot to marry, because the pasuk says, velo tiyeh le'isha. So they learn tiyeh means she has to be a bat havaya. She has to have a deen that, not only that the kiddushin is tofes, but he has to be re'uya, meaning to stay married. That's the way the Mishnah is understanding. So the chetachila, you don't marry if she's, let's say, an erva, or she has another psul. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, Amirta l'shema'ata kamed Rav Zvid min Harde'a. But he told the talacha over to Rav Zvid min Harde'a, that what, if the lady's a psul, so then he does not marry her, why not? Niti ase v'nidche lo ta'ase. Which means, why don't we use a regular rule of ase dohe lo ta'ase? For example, the mitzvah ase over here is v'lo tehiye lo le'isha. Which means, you marry her, mitzvah ase. You have a lo ta'ase of memzeret. So we have a din, ase dohe lo ta'ase. So why is the Mishnah saying that if she's a mamzeret, for example, the owners cannot marry her, the mitzvah ta'aseh should be dohe the lo ta'aseh of mamzeret, which is her general rule. So the Gemara says, Amar li told me, Eich amrin ani ti'aseh v'nidohe lo ta'aseh kegon mila v'tzara'at v'lo efsha l'kiyumeh la'aseh. Amalacha hi amra de lo ba'ina. The Gemara gives a very important sivara. Gemara says, when do you say mitzvat aseh dohe lo ta'aseh? When you have no option, when the only way to fulfill the aseh is to go against the lo ta'aseh. For example, in the case of milah b'tzara'at, there's an isur to take a tzara'at off a person. The pasuk is shamer v'nega tzara'at. Anytime it's a shamer, pen ve'av, ve'al is considered a lo ta'aseh. So now, you have a mitzvah ta'aseh to do a brit milah. So now the question is like this. Let's say a child has a tzara'at on his milah. Can you do the milah? So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. In that case, because the only way to do the aseh is to go against the lo ta'aseh. In such a case, will be lenient to say aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. Mashi'ik, in this case over here, you have a way out. Which means if the lady, let's say, the anusa, she comes along and says, "Lo ba'ayin alach." She says, "I don't want to marry you." So finish. Then there's no law. Then the law is he doesn't have to marry her. He only has to marry her if she wants. But if she doesn't want, the whole deen doesn't apply. So therefore, the mefarshim say, "Milamedin ota." We train her to say, "Lo ba'ayin." I don't want you to marry me. So therefore, you won't have a case of aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. That would be a case of, but she's a mamzeret. So again, in the case of a mamzeret, since you can bypass the whole law by saying lo ba'ayin alach, so therefore we're not going to say aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. Let's read Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Mi'ita la'aseh kelal hashtanameh melamedin ota lomar eni rotza." You train up to say, "I do not want," and therefore you do not use the principle of aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. Now, Tosfot just points out that this is only talking about a case of, for example, mamzeret. But let's say, nimsa ba irvat davar. Let's say you found out that she committed arayot or something like that. Then already, anyway, you don't have aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. Because the irva is asur ba'aseh and a lo ta'aseh. So therefore, anyway, in aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. So no, by erva, this whole question doesn't apply. It only applies to mamzeret. We just say, lo ta'aseh, get it down. Okay, now the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Mishnah says, yetoma shenitarresa v'nitgarresha. You have a yetoma, it's an orphan, shenitarresa, she got engaged, v'rusin v'nitgarresha, she got divorced. Now, to make things simple, the Gemara is going to tell us that indeed this is really one case. It's a case of a regular girl that got engaged and then got divorced. So the question is, what are you calling her yetoma for? She's not a yetoma. Even the chaye aviyah, even if her father is still alive, the Mishnah is calling her yetoma. Why? Because just like a yetoma doesn't have a father. If, let's say, she becomes ne'insa, who gets the money? She gets the money. So too, the Mishnah is going to teach us that a lady that once she gets engaged and then she gets divorced, she gets the money herself. Now, obviously, our Mishnah is going to be going alibad Rabbi Akiva, because we learned in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva held that a ne'ara, shenitarsa v'nitgaresha, according to the Mishnah, the money goes to herself. And therefore, our Mishnah is telling us a similar deen, that a girl that gets engaged and then gets divorced, she's like a yitoma, just like a yitoma that doesn't have a father. The money goes to her if she gets the insa. So through this case as well. But that simplifies the Mishnah. Now let's read. Yitoma shenitzar tzavir karsha bil azar omer ha'onet hayav. Honest, hayav. And who gets the money? She will get the money. Ramifateh patur. But if it was the case of seduction, patur. Now, what's the reason why mifateh is patur? Because in that case over there, since the money is coming to her, she can be mohel the money. And therefore, you see that it's coming to her. Because if it was going to the father, why is it patur? The Ela, what must be the money is coming to us? If I'm a fatah, so she can be more hail the guy. So it's patur. But honest, the deen is that what the money comes to. We're going to read this in the Gemara. Let's read that sheet first. Yetumat shetarzav is mitgarsha. Honest hayav, we're a fatah patur. The kevan di yetumai, the knas shelai, right? The knas belongs to her, the achilte, and she's more hail. The bidda'atan is fatetano. Which means the fateh, she did it willingly. Therefore, she can be more high the money. Patur. The Gemara mefaresh, tenit arsa v'nit garsha, nilta achariti v'lo ayetoma ka'e. The Gemara is going to explain that this case is not referring to a regular case of yetoma, but it's referring to a case of nit arsa v'nit garsha, that is a deen of a yetoma. Let's read that inside the Gemara. Amar Rabba bar Hanna, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Elazar, b'shitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. Bil Azar following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, his rabbi. The Amar, Yesh La Knas. That the case of the Tarsav and the Karsha, there is Knas. The Knasa, the Asma. And the Knas belongs to her. The Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know? Middiktani. From the fact that it says, Yetoma, Rabbi El Azar Omer. Ha'onis chayav, v'mefateh patur. So the Gemara says, yetomah peshita. Well, of course, but yetomah, it's pashut. Where's the money going to go to? Of course it's going to go to her. So the Gemara says, Dashi, peshita tabi akiva rabbo amra, v'amad matnitin, na'arash t'arasav et garsha, k'nasa la'atma. V'ahat t'arasav et garsha, t'rabil azar, k'she'abiyah kayam. We're talking about the case in the Mishnah where the father's still alive. Why is she called a yitoma? Because the father loses his rights. So it's like he's not there. So even though he's alive, but for the rights of the knas, he's not there. Mimai. How do you know that he's only like the Akiva? Mirale. Midiktani. Hayav fateh patur. Alma. Yesh la knasul atma. Ilkach mefateh patur. The midata avad. The onus hayav, v'asku avia kayam. Di'i yitoma k'diktarit chita d'mifateh patur. Elaka mashma'alan. Which means, we're coming to teach over if the case is a regular case of yitoma, so then it is pashut. Why? Because the fateh is patur. So the hadush is certain, because when she did it willingly over there. So we have to tell him that he's patur from paying. And la must be the hadush of the Mishnah talking about a different case over here. That even though she was nitarsa and nitgarsha, you might have thought it goes to the father. Therefore, she cannot be mohel. Goes to the father. Kamash falan. Still, even by nitarsa and nitgarsha, it's to her. And therefore, for this patur, because she's mohelin, because she did it willingly. However, the case of onis is going to be hayav. The Gemara speaks to that clearly. Gemara says, "Ela kamash falan." The me'arash nitarsa and nitgarsha ki yitoma. Ma yitoma le'asma. After Arashat Arsav and Gasha, the Asma, Amar Bizera, Amar Ababar Shila, Amar of Menuna Saba, Amar of Adabar Ava, Amar Rab, Alaka, Kerabil Azar, Alaka Fazbi Azar, Kari Rab Ale, so Rab said on him, Kerabil Azar, he said about regarding the Bil Azar, Binad Hakime, from the choice and the best of the rabbis. She says, what does it mean? He was complimenting the Elazar. She says, Be'ushar Shibachamim. Ashrem Etergemin and Tovai. Ashrem Be'ushar is the most special, the most the usher, he has the choice of the Hakamim. Now, which Rabbil Azhar are we talking about over here? Rashi says Rabbil Azhar, who Rabbil Azhar bin Shamua? The Talmidosh Rabbi Akiva. We know Rabbil Azhar chose the son of Rabbi Akiva, Kedamim v'Yibamot, that's the Mechbet. It says that after Rabbi Akiva lost the 24,000 students, V'haya olam shamim, the world was desolate. Achebar Rabbi Akiva itzkorbotiru shebedarom, v'shana lahim. And he taught his students. Who were those students? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Azhar bin Shamua. So you see why he's considered Tovina de Hakimeh. Is the choice of the rabbis, and Halakha follows him, that why? That in the Allah, she nitarsha, v'nitkarsha, the money goes to her, she's like a yitoma, and therefore she's mochel de pitui, but the onus is hers. Comes the next Mishnah and says, now we learned, besides the knas payment, there's also a payment that has to be made of boshet and pegam. What's boshet? Boshet is for the humiliation, for the shame. And the pegam is the fact that now she was abused, and therefore her value becomes less. The Mishnah is going to tell us, how do you calculate pegam, and also going to tell us a law regarding now the calculation of boshet. Be'ezu boshet. How do you calculate boshet? Hakol lefi ha-mibayesh ve-ha-mitbayesh. It all depends according to the one that did the embarrassing, that's the mivayesh, and the one that got embarrassed, which means like this. If, let's say, a fool or a shoteh embarrasses somebody, well, nobody takes a shoteh seriously anyway, so therefore the busha is not so great. Even an adam chashuv, the embarrassment is not that great, because since the person is a chashuv, so therefore it's taken. However, she writes a benoni, as a mediocre guy, not a shoteh, not a adam chashuv, his busha is the worst. And therefore you have to know exactly who is the mivayesh in order to calculate the biyush. Furthermore, the mitvayesh, who's the one that got embarrassed? Obviously, adam chashuv, a person that's chashuv, the busha is going to be much greater. So that's the first way how you calculate. And she says, "Akol lefi mivayesh, adam benoni." Mivayesh, poshto kashe me'adam zolel u'me'adam chashuv. V'amitvayesh lefi chashivuto poshto. Comes the Mishnah and continues, pegam. What's the shot of pegam? What does it mean, pegam? Ro'in ota, ki'ilu hi shifhan nemkeret bashuk. Kama yeda yafa, ve'kama hi yafa. Which means you calculate how much was she worth before she was violated, ne'insa, and how much is she worth now? She should be sold as a shifha. How much would she fetch if she was a betula? And now how much would she fetch if she's now a be'ula? That's the price of the pegam. So she says that, what do you mean? What's the difference? Who cares when they're buying a slave if she's a betula or a be'ula? What's the difference? You're buying her for her work. And the Gemara will explain exactly what this is referring to. The last part of the Mishnah says, Knas shaveh b'chol adam. B'chol sheyesh lo kitzvah min haTorah shaveh b'chol adam. Which means when it comes to the Knas, for example, the 50 shekel of an onus, or the 50 shekel of a mifaseh, that's a flat price. That does not fluctuate whether it's adam hashuv or not adam hashuv. The Knas, the penalty is shaveh. And for that matter, any time the Torah places a knas, that's a flat rate. It does not fluctuate. But the mamon, meaning the boshet, the pegam, that's a mamon, that's a monetary payment, that fluctuates according to the person who it is. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ema hamishim sila'im amar hamana mikol mi'eh. The Gemara says, hold it. Who told you that there's a boshet payment at all? Who told you that there's a pegam payment at all? Maybe when the Torah says you pay 50 points, maybe that covers everything. Maybe that covers the knas, the boshet, the pegam. Who told you that there's other payments over here? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar bizera yomru. Baal Bat Melachim 50. Baal Bat Idiotot 50. Doesn't make sense. They're going to say, person, let's say, was Bo'el a princess, Bat Melachim. You tell me the price is 50. And let's say another guy went and was Bo'el Bat Idiotot, the daughter of a simpleton. You tell me it's the same price? Doesn't make sense to say that the same price for 50 coins for a Bat Melachim or a Bat Idiotot. Ela what? Must be, there has to be a difference. Where's the difference going to be? In the Moshet and the Pigam. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Amar le'abaye, iyache, kabe ebed nameh, yomru ebed nokeb margaliyot shiloshim. Ebed ose ma'ase mahat shiloshim, which means we have a law in the Torah. The law in the Torah says like this. Let's say a person has an ox, and the person's ox gores an Eved Kenani that belongs to a Jew. Gores him and kills him. Now the Eved Kenani dies. So that says there's a penalty of Shiloshim Kesef. He has to pay 30 coins to the owner. So now what? You're going to start making haluk? Let's say the Eved was Nokev Margaliot. Let's say he would mine pearls. And then you have another Eved that's Osem Mahat, meaning he works with the needles, with the sewing and the stitching. You're going to tell me now what? The 30 coins for a pearl man is going to be the same? And it is the same, by the way. It is the same for a one that's Nokev Margaliot, that mines pearls, and one that works in a menial job like needlework. So you see over here that when it comes to Kenas, it is Shabbat. So you wanted to come and tell me a proof. You want to tell me, I'll prove to you that it has to be Shabbat. Because why? If a person is Bo'el Bat Melachim, you can tell me it's going to be the same price as some is Bo'el Idiot, and it must be different. So that's not so. You see by the Knas of an Eved Kenani, it's the same price. It's a flat tax. It's 30, regardless what the Eved does. So the Gemara says, fine, we have to give a different answer then. Ela amar bisera. Ilu ba'u aleha shinayim. Let's say, on this lady that was Anusa, let's say two men had bi'a with her. Echad kedarka ve'echad shelo kedarka. Which means, one person had to be kedarka. Now, obviously, the bi'a kedarka makes her a non-betula. And the bi'ah shelokidarka, that's just pogema, but that's not a case of honest. So the Gemara says, Yomru, ba'al shelema hamishim. Ba'al peguma hamishim. What are you going to say? Let's say, in a case where she was shelema. Shelema means there was no bi'ah, not kidarka, and not shelokidarka. The first guy went with her for the first time. So you can tell me that guy pays 50. Okay, she was shelema. You're going to tell me if, let's say, the first guy went now and did shelot kedarka on her. Then the second guy went and did kedarka. Well, now she's not shelema. He also should pay 50? Doesn't make sense. The price should be the same amount for a person that was bo'el shelema or a person that was bo'el hasirah. So therefore, must manifest itself in the difference between Moshe and Pigam. It's not included in the 50. So the Gemara says, similar question. Same case by Eved. Eved bari shiloshim. Eved mukat shechim shiloshim. You're going to start making argument and say, well, if the Eved is healthy, that they go out and kill 30. And the Eved is a mukat shechim, he's filled with boils. Also 30? They're going to make a hailu. And they don't make that hailu. They're like, well, it's a flat price. So if for two, maybe it's a flat price. But comes the Gemara and says, El Amar Bayit Markira, Tachat Asher Inna, Hami Tachat Asher Inna, Mechlal Diikar Boshet Upegam, which is all this payment of the 50 coins is only Tachat Asher Inna, is a payment for the Inui. Mashma that what? That outside the Inui there's other payments, Boshet Upegam. So therefore you see from Gezerat HaKatuv that the 50 shekalim is Davka for the Inui factor. But not for the portion of the pigam. Tava amar, amar kira. Venatan aisha shokhev imma. Lavi anara 50 כסף. הנעת שכיבה, 50. בכלל דעיקה, בוש וגם. Jeez, the pasuk says that what? That the person has to pay 50 coins the shochev, the one that was with her. That's mashma what? That the coin is dafka payment for the hanav, the shechiva, implying that there's another payment also he has to pay. That would be the boshet and the pegam. So it comes out according to this, that what? That there's the payment of the knas, which that doesn't fluctuate. Then of course you have the boshet and the pegam. Now the she'ela is, until this point, we always understand the knas goes to the father in the majority of cases, let's say. And the bush, the pigam, also goes to the father. So the Gemara has a question. Maybe the bush and the pigam goes to her. But Gemara says, Amar kera, din ureha bit abiha. Kol shevach ni ureha le abiha. We have a pasuk. The pasuk actually was talking about nedarim. That what? That a ne'ara that makes a neder, now that's from 12 years old to 12 and 6 months, she makes a neder, her father has the right to be mefer, to absolve and break the nedarim of his daughter who's a ne'ara. So we are assuming at this point over here, that just like he has right to be mefer nedarim, he also has right to her money. Kol shvach ni'ureha le'aviya. She's the money, the profits of a ne'ara goes to the father. So therefore what? The bush, the pigam, is the profit of the ne'ara, so that goes to the father. The Gemara says, Ve'ela ha'adamah ravuna amarav, minayin shfa'aseh ha'bat le'abiha. How do you know that what? That the work of a girl, a bat, a daughter, goes to the father, she'ne'emar. Ki yimkor ish et bito le'amah. A person has a right, he sells his daughter as an amma, as a slave. So the Gemara compares bito le amma, the daughter to a slave. Ma amma ma'asi yadeh le rabba, just like a servant, a maid servant. Her profit goes to the master, afbat ma'asi yadeh le abiya. So to abba, which means a katana, a girl, her work goes to the father. So the Gemara says, Lamali, why do I need such a pasuk? People claim it bin orea bet abia, which is already, you told me, ne'ara, the money goes to the father. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me that ketana, the money goes to the father? Well, the Gemara says, Ela ahi pasara nedarim udichtiv, which means that pasuk over there, bin orea bet abia, was not talking about money. That was talking about hafarat nedarim. And therefore, I need another pasuk to come and tell me that what? That the profit of the daughter goes to the father. Because if I only had the pasuk of bin urea bet avia, I'd tell you that's talking about what? That's what hafarat nedarim. If I need a pasuk to come and clearly tell you that what? That ma'aseh adeh of the bat goes to the father. So the Gemara says, v'chitema nilef mineh. Learn from hafarat nedarim. And say, just like a father has rights to his daughter, to break our vows, he has rights to the daughter also the gaber ma'aseh adeha. Kabbalah says, Mamunam isura lo yalfinam. You can't learn a monetary law from isur. Hatarat nedarim is isur ve'eter, not monetary. You cannot learn laws of monetary from a hatarat nedarim. Just because the father has rights that befriend the adeha, then you can't learn mamun. So Kabbalah says, Mechitem nilef miknasa. Let's learn from knas. Which is just like the knas goes to the father, let's say the mamon also goes to the father. Okay, but I give another rule. Mamonam miknasa lo yalfinan. We have a rule that says what? Mamonam, money from knas, you can't learn because knas is a hidush. And therefore, the Torah says by knas it goes to the father. You have no source that money goes to the father. So we're back to the question, who says that the money of the ne'ara, the bosh and the pigam, goes to the father? Because that's the ketana. Right, because you can only sell your daughter for a slave when she's a ketana. So you can't learn from there. So the Gemara's question then again is, how do you know? The Gemara says, Ela mistabra da'abiyya haveh. Why? Di'ibahe masalil minuval umukat shahin. Which means it's a sevara. What's a sevara? the Bosh the Begam is the father's money. Because why? He could have done it himself. The father has rights to marry his daughter when she's in the Ara. He could have gave her over to some minuval, some low-life type of guy, or some guy that's filled with boils. He could have embarrassed herself. And therefore, that, and who would have got that money? He gets that money, which means she has no choice. He can marry off to any type of guy he wants. And therefore, the busha is in his hands. Therefore, when she gets the busha, when it's on his, man, this, the money, rightfully so, goes to the father because it's his loss. As she says, Ela mistabra, the boshe tu pegam de ava v'yashere v'yado le'vayesha, the boshe de'ila, u'pogma v'pogam de'ila. He can de'vayesha pogema, he can give up whatever he wants. So therefore, by both cases, I should say, by the onus and the mefateh, she gets the mamon and the pegam goes to the boshe pegam goes to the father. Comes to Gemara says, pegam ro'in ota ki'ilu hi shefhanim keret. How do you measure the pegam? How much is she worth to be sold on the market as a slave? If she would be a betula, would she be a be'ula? So the Gemara says, kama ada hechi shaymin Allah. Amar Abu Shmuel, omdim kama adam roce li ten. Ben shefha betula, ve shefha be'ula le shamesho. How much a guy would be willing to pay for a shefha to serve him? Should be a betula or be'ula? So the Gemara says, shefha be'ula le shamesho, may nafka labina, what does he care? She's serving him. Does she care if she's a bit without the Ulah? The price doesn't change. Ela bin Shifhab the Ulah, the Shifhash, Ena the Ulah, the Asiya, the Avdo. He wants to marry him off. He has a servant. So, therefore, how much would the guy be willing to pay if she's a bit Ulah or a bit Ulah? Now, obviously, the Gemara asks the question. Will Avdo my Nafkala mina? What does he get this Ivan? He doesn't have anything. Why is he going to pay a different price? Well, the Gemara says, the Ivan, she is the book, Kuratuah, Imenu. We're talking about an Eved that gives the master pleasure. And therefore, the master wants to take care of his servant. And therefore, he doesn't want to just give him a Be'ula. He wants to give him a Betula. But a Betula is a Meshubah. So therefore, there is a price. How much would a master who has Nachatruach, Kuratruach from his servant, he wants to get him a wife, to get a girl, how much would he willing to pay if she's a Betula or a Be'ula? The difference in that, that is the price of comes the next Mishnah. Now let's say we're outside, then we'll give the Mishnah inside. We have a law. A father can sell his daughter when she's a ketana. So we have a shitav to be me'ir. So long as she's a ketana, she can be sold as a servant. But as long as she's a ketana, there is no knas for onus. Onus only kicks in when she's a me'ara. So basically the rule's going to be like this. So long as the father can sell, there's no kenas. But once there's kenas, he cannot sell anymore. Because the law of selling a girl is only up until she is a ne'ara. So therefore they work at different times. So the Mishnah's language is, kol makom sheyesh mecher, en kenas. Kol makom sheyesh kenas, en mecher. And the Mishnah explains, ketana yesh la mecher, ve'en la kenas. Ne'ara yesh la kenas, and I make it very good. So it works at different stages. The basic point you have to remember from this Mishnah is Ketana, the father can sell her as a Amma and a Ne'ara. That's when the Knas begins for one is in the Fateh. Habogeret, that's when when she's 12 and 6 months. And lo mecher, no Knas. There's no neither. Cannot sell her, obviously, nor is there any Knas. Comes the Rashi. Kol makom sheyesh mecher le'av v'bito dayno dekatnuta en lo ba knas ve'en knas leketana. Kol makom sheyesh knas v'shi ne'ara en mecher. Netanya, we learned the Masechet Erchin, Yaakov im kol adam v'bito v'shi ne'ara amad mechura kibar yota. Ashav she'ena mechura eno dit shot mecher. But once already she's a ne'ara, she goes out free. Now you can tell me what, she can go out when she's a ne'ara. You can sell her like a pailah? Of course not, but she's on the way out when she's a Ne'ara. That's one of the ways a Shefa goes out free. When she becomes a Ne'ara and brings two Sa'arot. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yehuda Amar Abzud, the third of the Meir. This Mishnah is the Meir. Amar Hakalim Omrim, Yesh La Knaz from Kom Mechir. We learned this opinion earlier. Hakalim hold that even a Ketana is subject to the law of Knaz, meaning if a fellow is Me'anes, a Ketana, the law of Knaz applies, the fellow must pay 50 Shekalim to the father. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Ketanam bat yom echad v'ad shtabi shtei se'arot. She's a ketanam. So she brings two se'arot, which means even if she's 12 years old, so long as she doesn't bring two se'arot, she has a din of a ketanam yesh la mecher. The father could sell her v'en la kenas. V'shtabi shtei se'arot, once she brings two se'arot after 12 years old, as she is baget, she becomes a bogeret, yesh la kenas, she has a din of kenas, v'en la mecher. There's no law of mecher anymore. Devrei Rabbi Meir. Shayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Makom Sheyesh Mecher En Kenas, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kenas En Mecher. Lachamim Omrim, Ketana Bat Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad, Ad She Yitbager, Yesh La Knas. A Ketana, once she becomes Ruya Leviya, meaning at 3 years old, until she's 12 years old, the one day, until she becomes a Bogeret, Yesh La Knas. According to the B, Hachamim, you see what? Kenas applies even to a ketana. So the Gemara says, Kenas even, no? Wait, only Kenas, not Mecher? But Emma as Kenas b'mkom Mecher, even Kenas. Mecher is Pashut. Amar Chazda. My Tamad Rabbi Meir, what's the reason of the Bibi that says that what? Only a Nehara has Kenas. He says, Amar Kera. Ve'lo tiye le'isha. Right, by honest, what does it say? And to him, this girl will be a wife. So the Gemara says, "V'nehaveh atzma hakatum mitaver." It's still not a lady that can get married mitata, that she has da'at of her own to get married. Tihyeh, when she has that, she's old enough that she can get married, which means on her own da'at. She doesn't need somebody to marry her off, and therefore that must be talking about a ne'ara rashi, v'nehaveh atzma. ומי שיש בידה להקנות עצמה לאישות, הכתוב מדבר. ורבנן, אמר, רבי סי. ורבנן אמר אשתקיש, אמר קרא, נערה, אפילו קטנה, במשמע. If you look at the way the Torah writes the word נערה, by the Dean of Onus, it's written חסר. It's written without a ה. And therefore, since the Ne'ara is written Chaser, it's coming to tell you what's Ne'ara that's Chaser, that's even including a Ketana. Look at Rashi. No Rashi, but look at the Agahot. If you look at the Agahot, the Bach, Amar Shish Amar Kera Ne'ara, he takes out the hair. Because Al Gemara is the hair. If you have to read the Agahot, the Bach, take out the hair, which means the Torah writes, Nun ayin resh. Na'ara chaser, to teach you even a ketana. Because the Gemara says, Shama'a rapapa bered Rav Hanan mebek iluhi. Rapapa, the son of Rav Hanan mebek iluhi, heard this halakha. Azal amra kamed Rav Shimi bar Asher. Amar le, atun aham matnitula. You learned the Shakish's law of Na'ara chaser on this law of here of Onis. They teach me what? That an honest quote Achamim applies even to a ketana. Because it's written by the case of honest and mefateh, even ne'ara hasir. So you learned the hasir law of the shtekish on the honest law. Anan ahamet dinelah. But we learned it on a different case. Amar shtekish. Amotzi shem ra ala ketana patur. A person gets married. After he gets married, he comes along and says, Lo masati lebetecha betulin. I didn't find your daughter's betulin, which means he's really saying that maybe after she got engaged, she went with somebody else. So the law is what? He has to, if he's motzi shemla, if he was lying, so he has to pay a knas. So the hadush over here is of the statement, motzi shemla leketana patur. Why shne eman? Venatenu le'aviya ne'ara. Ne'ara male diber. If you look at the pasuk, over there it's written Ne'ara with a he. So must be what? Ne'ara is talking about Ne'ara mamash, the exclusion of a ketana. So you imply from there that when it says Ne'ara maleh, it's a Ne'ara. And therefore, there's no law of knas if she would be a ketana. Because if the pasuk would have said it chaser, it would come and include what? Even a ketana. The fact that it says Ne'ara maleh yiber hakatuv. Good. So The only reason why you tell me it doesn't apply to a ketana is because it says na'adam maleh. Hala v'ache, hava amina afilu ketana. What, if it wasn't that, I would think that a ketana applies to Rav Moti Shemra. V'aketib, a pasuk says, v'im emet haya davar hazeh. If it was emet, lo nimsi'u betulin na'ara, ve'otsi'u et na'ara fetach bet abiyya, uskaluha. They stone her to death if it's true that she went after Irusin. So Gemara says, the ketana, not bakonshini. What are you talking? The ketana is not bakonshini. So you cannot make any diukim over here because it said ne'ara. It means ne'ara because it said maleh. Ha, haser, we talk about ketana. What are you talking about? Even if it was haser, can we talk about a ketana in this case? Because the ketana is not subject to punishment. The law would be in the case of Moti Shemraf, she actually did commit adultery. You don't stone her to death, she's a ketana. So there's no way it can apply. So you cannot make any view, whether it's a na'ara haser or na'ara maleh. So Gemara said like this. Elaka na'ara. Learn it like this. Over here by the Moti Shemra, it says na'ara maleh. Ha'kol makom shene'emar na'ara haser afinu ketana b'masha. Meaning, not in the case of Moti Shemra. You're right. In the case of Moti Shemra, I had no choice. It had the right na'ara. But in other places, the Torah, you see, changes from its style and writes, Nun ayin resh, hafera. To come and teach you what? The fact, in this case, it wouldn't have made a difference the way you wrote it. By the case of Moti Shemra, I could have written it, haser or maleh. Didn't matter, because for sure it's only talking about a na'ara. The fact that it chose to write it, maleh, so from there you can make it, you can other places, when the Torah writes it, Hasera, then it must be only referring to a katan. So now we go back to our case. How does the Bimi here know that by the Deen of Onis, it only applies to a na'ara, because na'ara is written hasera, it's written nun ayin resh, to teach me dafka a na'ara, and not a katana? That would be the shita of, Hachamim. See, that would Hachamim come along and say that the law of a onus applies even, again, I think corrected, even to a ketana is because it's written na'ara haser, which includes even a ketana. But the Bimi'in Shita was no. Pasuk says, v'hiyeno l'isha, she has to be a bat havaya, but she has to be old enough to get married with da'ata, and only a Ne'ara has that, or from the Ne'ara, they have that, but not a Ketana. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.